You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We're going to start with healthcare and President Trump's executive order that could, and emphasis on could, have implications for the Affordable Care Act, what we often call Obamacare. For more on what this means for consumers, I checked in with Marketplace's senior health reporter, Dan Gorenstein. And he started off by saying, if you get insurance on the ACA exchanges, nothing changes right now.
The executive order directs federal departments to consider proposing regulations and to issue guidance later on. This is a process, Lizzie, that could take months. Certainly nothing is going to change before the November 1st open enrollment date for people who are buying insurance on the exchanges. The big idea here is that President Trump wants to give consumers more choices. Specifically, he's talking about allowing small business owners and maybe individuals to band together into what are called association plans. That would theoretically allow them to get better deals with either insurers or hospitals and doctors. He also wants to extend what are called short-term insurance plans.
If those options are out there, who could this help?
You know, the math on this is a little fuzzy, but there are probably about 10 million Americans who, for one reason or another, just aren't able to benefit from the subsidies that some people get right now on the ACA exchanges. So some people, for example, you might work at home, you might be a part-time person, and you make more than the income threshold to get subsidies. And in the last couple of years, lots of premiums have really shot up for all kinds of different reasons. But if you don't get any sort of subsidy help, Lizzie, it's really, really expensive, sometimes prohibitively expensive, for people to buy insurance. Under this executive order, depending on what the final product looks like, people could have another choice, a more affordable choice. The thing that people have to remember, though, is that both the association plans and the short-term plans are not necessarily exactly what you need. If you have a pre-existing condition, for example, you could be denied coverage. As these options come online, if they come online, people are really going to have to pay attention to the fine print here.
Well, so you've been mentioning pre-existing conditions. What does this mean if you do have one?
So, look, I guess the way I think about this is that under the Affordable Care Act, what it really did was it regulated insurance. It put in place a number of protections, right? It said, basically, any insurance plan that's being sold has to cover things like maternity care, mental health coverage, prescription drugs. So if you bought a plan, you knew you were going to get that. Also, it had to cover pre-existing conditions. Also, if you were sick, you couldn't be charged more than a healthy person. When we talk about regulating the industry, that's what we're talking about, standardizing what this product actually is. The executive order that President Trump has issued upends that. It seeks to deregulate this. And so if you're sick, if you're older, or if you're a small business that employs those folks, you could be in store for much higher prices down the road, or less options, or both. It's really kind of a return to the old days.
Dan, you've been doing some reporting that was pretty interesting about the insurance industry's reaction to the executive order. What do you know?
Right. So America's health insurance plans, that's the big lobby for the largest insurers in the country. Overall, these past months, when the Republicans have been introducing ideas to repeal and replace Obamacare, AHIP has kind of kept its powder dry. They just haven't said too much because there's just a lot hanging in the balance for their customers, but also for their financial futures. Now, in the wake of this executive order from President Trump, they wrote, quote, "We believe that all Americans should have access to affordable coverage and care, including those with pre-existing conditions." And Lizzie, The way I read that is that they're saying to the president, you know what, your plan potentially is going to make it harder for people with pre-existing conditions to get coverage. That's not okay with us.
That's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein, our senior health reporter from the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Lizzie.